FMR 101.3 FM.
Ignatius Sancho was quite an extraordinary figure. The first black British composer and the first person of African origin to have voted in Britain. He was born on a slave ship in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. His parents were enslaved Africans who were being taken to South America to be sold. Sancho was still a baby when both his parents died. When he was only two, he was taken to England and given to three sisters in Greenwich. They named him Sancho after Don Quixote's squire. It was not a happy time. Sancho wrote, "The first part of my life was rather unlucky, as I was placed in a family who judged ignorance the best and only security for obedience." The Duke of Montague, who lived nearby, met Sancho and was impressed by the young man and taught him to read. When Sancho was 20, he escaped the confines of the Greenwich House and ran away to Montague House, where he was taken in as the butler to the Duchess of Montague. Surrounded by books and music, his education continued, and he became an accomplished writer and musician. His writings spoke out against the horrors of slavery and were important to the abolition movement. Sancho became so well known that he sat for a portrait by Thomas Gainsborough. In 1774, Sancho, by then a family man with seven children, opened a grocery shop in Mayfair with the help of the Montagues. This was a time when his compositions were published, songs, minuets and country dances. He had these published without his name on the front, just the words, "By an African." Here is Sancho's elegant 11th minuet, performed by the Afro-American Chamber Music Society Orchestra and Janice White. That was the 11th minuet in G minor by Ignatius Sancho. It was performed by the Afro-American Chamber Music Society Orchestra with Janice White.
FMR 101.3 FM.